Support for WPR comes from Stoughton Health, an independent community healthcare organization, treating acute mental health disorders in adults age 55 and over, accepting many insurance plans. StoughtonHealth.com. Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, where visitors can experience campus and learn about Luther's 60-plus academic programs, like engineering science, nursing, and music education. Luther.edu/visit.
Major League Baseball has suspended more than a dozen players in recent weeks, including Milwaukee Brewers' Ryan Braun. How disappointed were you to learn that he accepted a season-ending suspension for violating Major League Baseball drug rules and essentially admitting that he used performance-enhancing drugs and lied about it? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, August 14th. Our guest wrote an opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the heels of the suspension of those Major League Baseball players about why sports stars should not be role models. And we will welcome your thoughts, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you have a favorite sports star? How about your kids or your grandkids? Do they look up to professional athletes? Do they want to be just like them? Is there anything wrong with considering sports stars as heroes? Our guest this hour says yes. He is Marty Greenberg, a Milwaukee attorney who teaches a course at Marquette University Law School on representing athletes and coaches. And he authored an op-ed piece that appeared in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week, Why Sports Stars Should Not Be Role Models. And we have provided a link to that piece on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Pleasure to be with you today.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Tell us about your conversation with your 7-year-old grandson about why Ryan Braun was no longer playing in left field.
Well, we attend a lot of Brewers games, and my two grandsons, Jack and Justin, love going. And on this particular occasion, my younger grandson asked me a very interesting question. He says, "Why isn't Ryan Braun in left field?" And I stopped to think for a second, and I said, "Well, Justin, he violated the rules. He tried to circumvent a level playing field by taking a competitive advantage, and he deceived the public." And it was an interesting response from a 7-year-old. He says, "I don't think that Ryan Braun is my favorite player anymore." Mm-hmm. And I think this is probably the opinion of a lot of people. A shocking fall from grace. A player who was at the very top of a game, a player who is possessed of Hank Aaron wrists. I call him the Hebrew Hammer by nickname. It's just very, very disappointing. And I think we all were rooting for him to escape the PED charges.
Yeah, and many were also shocked because he essentially admitted that he lied about it.
Well, that's the most difficult part of this. I mean, it's easy. We've seen lots of fallen heroes, political heroes, and athletes who have had personal failures and who have come clean, who have made public apologies, and who have accepted the consequences. The problem is when you lie, and when you lie 8 times publicly, that is much more difficult to forgive. We easily forget, but lying is difficult.
Yeah, and he's probably now not very many people's favorite player anymore either, is he?
Well, he's going to have to lay low for a while, and basically the prescription for rehabilitation for him is lay low. No public spotlight. Do some public messages eventually. Accept the consequences of your lying and drug use. And most importantly, hit 300 and hit 30 home runs, and suddenly we forgive and forget. Competing and winning in modern-day sports is essentially a big deal.
Yeah. Well, why do you think we were so, I don't know, shocked, I don't know if shocked is the right word, that this happened to Ryan Braun when we have seen so many other players fall before him?
Well, I wasn't shocked. It's just that he gives such an all-American boy image that you almost want to believe him. And he doesn't look like a liar. He doesn't appear like a liar. He appears like an all-American boy. And I think Milwaukee and everybody who supported his baseball activities wanted to believe him. That's why this has been so disappointing.
Yeah. You wrote in your piece, "We are a nation in search of everyday heroes. We are a nation of sports wannabes. Professional sports give us the time and permit us to spend the money to escape the realities of our ordinary existence." So that's why we hold so many sports stars in such high esteem?
I think so. And you know, you understand that the sports stars are really unforgettable figures in our life. They're on and off the field. Flamboyance are, you know, larger than life persona. They're always in the limelight. And I'm not saying that there aren't many athletes who are wonderful human beings. That is not the message. But what I'm saying is, if we're going to celebrate anything, we should be celebrating and emulating athletes for their on-field heroics. Athletes certainly have dedication and physical prowess and work ethic and perseverance and sacrifice and teamwork, and all of those characteristics are worthy of emulation. But that's where it stops.
Yeah. Well, so we can admire their athletic ability, but we should not hold them, we should not see them as role models, especially for kids. Talk a little bit more about that. Why not?
I think the best statement is from Charles Barkley, where he said, "I'm not a role model." And this was a very popular basketball player. And he said, "Just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids." I think we have to put this all in perspective. If my grandson was sitting here today, I would say to him, "Emulate doctors who save lives. Emulate lawyers who protect constitutional rights. Emulate professors who light up bright minds. Emulate scientists who make life-changing discoveries. Emulate artists who create works of art. Emulate the wealthy who share their fortunes for a worthy cause. And emulate the everyday worker who goes to work, does his job, brings home a living for a family, and basically supports the American lifestyle." That's where our prerogative should be. That's where our priority should be, not with professional athletes.
We are talking about why sports stars should not be role models, and wondering what you think. Who should be a role model, and why is the professional athlete not the appropriate role model? Do you agree with our guest? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. There have been a recent run of suspensions in professional baseball, including Milwaukee Brewers' Ryan Braun. Professional athletes are often held up as role models and treated as heroes, and we are talking with a guest who says sports stars should not be held in such high esteem, and we're wondering if you agree. Do you have a sports hero? Maybe your kids or grandkids do. Why do you think so many sports stars are held up in such high esteem, considered heroes and role models? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with a guest who wrote an op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "Why Sports Stars Should Not Be Role Models." Marty Greenberg is a Milwaukee attorney who also teaches a course at Marquette University Law School on representing athletes and coaches. And we welcome your thoughts on this. Why do we hold sports stars in such high esteem, especially when when so many fall? And Marty Greenberg, it's not just the recent suspensions of Major League Baseball players, but I mean, there have been sports stars in the headlines, you know, for years. And everything from even attempted murder or murder charges going on. I don't know. Why do you suppose that's happening as much as it seems to be happening?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. We can't pinpoint this to baseball. I mean, look back on Mike Tyson and O.J. Simpson and Tiger Woods and Michael Vick and Tonya Harding, and the list goes on, and most recently Lance Armstrong. So I think our expectations are much too high for professional athletes, and we need to teach our children that there's much greater priorities in life. And I think that, you know, people have to put this in its proper perspective. These are games. This is a form of entertainment. This is an extraordinarily large business in the United States. Most people would be surprised to know that this is a $435 billion business. It's only a bit smaller than the food industry. And we need to realize that. Put that in perspective.
Yeah. Well, do you think that the... The authorities are cracking down as much as they should on the bad apples in sports?
I was so happy to see Major League Baseball go after the cheaters. We need to restore sports integrity. We need to restore the level playing field. I was so happy to see the union join Major League Baseball in an attempt to rid baseball of cheaters. That basically it's about punishment. It's about a joint agreement to keep the game clean. I think this is a wonderful end to the legacy of Bud Selig as commissioner.
Mm-hmm. But there is, among the others who were suspended, there's a... A-Rod, who is saying he's appealing this and saying that how come he gets suspended essentially for years, and Ryan Braun, when he's denying that he continued to take performance enhancing drugs, and Ryan Braun admits he does it and gets just a season of just the rest of the season as a suspension.
Well, there's no question there is some discretion on the part of the commissioner, and there's a combination of a joint drug agreement between the union and Major League Baseball. There's also the collective bargaining agreement, which is called the basic agreement, which gives the commissioner power with respect to what's in the best interest of the game. And certainly Rodriguez has the right to appeal the amount of games that he is being punished. That's a right that is given under those agreements. And, you know, it'll be up to an arbitrator, and hopefully it'll be expeditious, and we can put this all behind us and let this serve as a red flag and warning to future people who want to use drugs, who want to go outside the lines, that this is just not acceptable, and both the union, who represents the players in Major League Baseball, are going to fine these people.
Yeah, why aren't these sports stars who break the rules, the cheaters, and worse, banned from the game entirely?
Well, that's an excellent question, and one of the questions that has been raised is why are the New York Yankees on the hook for years with millions of dollars with Rodriguez's contract? Why can't the Brewers just simply void or negate the contract with Ryan Braun? Because essentially it could have been fraudulently induced. It was based upon numbers and performance that was held by drugs which were outside the lines, and that all goes back to the collective bargaining agreement and what the union and Major League Baseball agreed to, and that is the penalty is suspensions and loss of pay, not necessarily voiding the contract. So I think the Brewers are going to be living with Ryan Braun for some time unless they trade him.
Yeah, and do you think fans will forgive Ryan Braun?
That's an interesting one. I think people forgive more often when there is personal failures. I mean, look at Marion Barry, the mayor of Washington, D.C., crack, prostitutes, reelected. Bill Clinton, the comeback kid. Tiger Woods, who is now the highest earning athlete in the United States, who basically had difficulties with his own personal life and marriage, and is right back into it with Nike and Rolex and Upper Deck. About $78.1 million last reported was his earnings. I think it's going to be more difficult for Ryan Braun. I sort of compare Ryan Braun to Lance Armstrong in that this isn't something that was personal. This was something where he cheated on his own sport. He took advantage of his own sport, then lied about it, and hurt innocent people in the process. I think this is going to be difficult. But then again, I'm also reminded that we are a country of second chances. We forgive and forget. And if this guy shows up again next year with those magnificent wrists and hits 30 home runs and 300, it's sort of easy to forgive. And absolutely to forget.
Well, because if their winners were back on their side?
Yeah, we forgive winners. Okay. And that's and he's got to come back a winner. And he's got to come back and apologize. He's got to act responsibility, and he's got to compete and win. That maybe is the best recipe for rehabilitation for Ryan Braun.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about you? Will you forgive Ryan Braun? And why do you think we hold sports stars in such high esteem? Do you agree with our guest why sports stars should not be considered role models? That instead we should be holding doctors and lawyers and scientists and artists in high esteem and trying to emulate them. Who should be our heroes if not sports stars? And why do you think so many kids especially consider sports stars their heroes? Let us know what you think. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Marty Greenberg. He wrote an op-ed for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Why Sports Stars Should Not Be Role Models, which was reacting to the suspension of Ryan Braun and the disappointment that that one of his grandsons experienced finding out why Ryan Braun was no longer on the playing field. He said, "I don't think Ryan Braun is my favorite player anymore." So I'm wondering, Marty Greenberg, what are you going to say to your grandson? Are you going to say don't have a favorite player anymore?
No, and I look at some of the things that Aaron Rodgers does and how upright he has been and what he does for kids and charity and how he tries to maintain his reputation. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't emulate athletes. I think we should just be fair and understand that athletes are just like you and me. They have all of the foibles, all of the human deficiencies, character flaws, and closet shadows, as do other human beings, and we need to put that in its proper perspective. One of the reasons I think that athletes are held to such high esteem and maybe as role models is, once again, they are such unforgettable figures in our life. Look at the attention that the newspapers, the press, the media, the social media, whatever it is, internet, pay to sports. I mean, we have, for an industry that is not one of the larger industries in the United States, big industry, we have an entire section of the newspaper that spends time. Green Bay Packers coming up, people's attention is Green Bay Packers and all that goes on with that. I think we just put too much importance into the sport enterprise and must realize realistically what it is.
Yeah. Well, I guess I think about, there, it's certainly entertaining, as you said. It's a big business to entertain us. It's hard to, not exactly, admire the players as well who give us such entertainment.
It's easy to admire the on-field heroics and all of the qualities that these athletes possess, but you have to look at it another way. Look at the amounts of money that are being paid to field these players. Prince Fielder left us at $23 million. Alice Rodriguez is paid somewhere in the area of $29 million. Our own CC Sabathia, who was here on a lease at $23 million. More than 50% of Major League Baseball players are millionaires. The average salary is somewhere in the $3.4, $3.5 million. Baseball is grossing in excess of $7.5 billion in revenues. And teams now, the average team cost is $605 million. It's a big business, and I'm telling people that you need to put this in perspective. I've had the opportunity over a long career to represent athletes, to represent most of the players in the sports industry. I had the opportunity of starting the sports law program at Marquette University Law School and watch it grow and become the best program in the country. And I feel strongly about it. I feel strongly about athletics and what role it plays in the American society and how important it is. But it needs to be put in a realistic perspective.
Well, let's bring Kyle in Waukesha on before our news break. We might have to wait until after news for a response, though. Kyle, go ahead.
I'm pretty much just second-inning what your guest just said. I said to your screener that basically I feel there's an eerily similar representation of our sports programs in our country today as the Colosseum in the Roman Empire. And the Colosseum was used to keep people distracted from the reality of what the empire was and or was becoming. And in a democracy, or at least representative republic, where the people know more about their baseball players and football players than their representatives, it's difficult to maintain the proper checks and balances. And as for having them as a role model, there are some really great people in the sports industry who really do a lot of good for people. And then there's some that aren't. So really, they just kind of fill a role.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kyle. We're going to check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Major League Baseball has suspended more than a dozen players in recent weeks, including Milwaukee Brewers left fielder Ryan Braun. How disappointed were you to learn that he accepted this season-ending suspension for violating Major League Baseball's drug rules? And he admitted that he used performance-enhancing drugs and lied about it. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Wednesday, August 14th. We are talking about why we hold pro athletes in such high esteem and consider them role models or heroes, with a guest this hour who says we shouldn't. And we wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Why sports stars should not be role models. That's the name of the op-ed piece written by our guest, Martin Greenberg, who is a Milwaukee attorney who teaches a course at Marquette University Law School on representing athletes and coaches. And we just heard from a caller just before news, Kyle in Waukesha, who said, he said essentially sports are just distracting us in a way, and said that it really is sad that we know the names of our sports players, but we don't know the names of our congresspeople. And I would think that you tend to agree with that, Marty Greenberg.
I absolutely do, and it goes once again to what are our priorities, what are we teaching our kids? One of the questions that I have been asked is, well, who are our role models in life? And that's a difficult question. But the response that I would give to you is those people who teach us right from wrong. As my wife would say to me, the most important people in your life are those people who teach you how to make the right choices. And I'm just not certain that those are professional athletes.
Right. Well, they should be our parents, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think the primary responsibility and obligation of parents throughout life is to basically teach you the basic foundations of right and wrong. Primary responsibility, not a responsibility of rock stars or Hollywood personalities or professional athletes.
Well, let's ask our listeners, who are your heroes? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And your kids and your grandkids, for that matter, who do they look up to? Who do they want to emulate? Who are their heroes? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And you're not saying, Marty Greenberg, that it's wrong to admire a pro athlete for that pro athlete's athletic ability?
Absolutely not. I've done it for a lifetime, but I have learned after actually being in this field and as I said, representing many of the players who are active in sports, to put this in its proper perspective and to realize exactly what it is and what is important. But I am not saying that we should not emulate and respect the heroics of athletes and for their on-field experiences.
Here's Tracy in an email. Don't we have this backwards? Shouldn't athletes and anyone in the limelight conduct themselves in a manner with integrity so we can show our kids how to act properly?
Certainly. It's the old adage that a public figure has certainly more responsibilities than an ordinary person. But I think we're asking too much. As I said in my editorial, and I said earlier, that all of the human deficiencies that you and I have, athletes have, and we put them up on the stage to perform, and then we take them off the stage to exist in life, and they may just not have the same kind of qualities off the field that they have on the field. And that's why I, you know, have based my opinion that we should not be holding them up as role models. We should be holding them up as great athletes with tremendous athletic prowess.
You know, we had a caller who didn't wait through the news, and I can only paraphrase what I think he was going to say. It looked like he was going to say, you're making a mountain out of a molehill, Marty Greenberg, that, you know, yeah, there are a few bad apples, but for the most part, you know, these sports stars are good people, and they're worthy of our admiration.
Well, I didn't say that I didn't. I said that I admire many athletes, but to categorically hold professional athletes as role models is not correct. And we're asking too much of them, and they can't perform. So that person certainly can have their priorities as having the athletes as their primary role models. We disagree.
Robert in Waukesha is with us. Hello, Robert.
Good morning. Over the last 20 or 30 years, I've professionally had an opportunity to work with a lot of people, including Olympic athletes, professional athletes, teachers, professional musicians, and all kinds of people in all walks of life. And every time I work with any of the professional athletes or Olympic athletes, what is so remarkable to me is that in every respect, they're really no different from anybody else. They're normal people. They have all of the strengths and all of the weaknesses of normal people that I see day in and day out. The only difference is that they have a talent in a particular sport. And it strikes me that the difference in their income compared to, say, a professional musician or a teacher is impossible to justify. But I agree completely with the guest who points out that holding these people up as gods or heroes based on the talent that they have in playing basketball or gymnastics or swimming or cycling or baseball is difficult to justify. I agree with the premise of your program.
All right. Thanks very much, Robert. A response, Marty Greenberg?
Yeah, the salaries, the compensation packages of professional athletes are market-driven. I mean, it's the same thing in the world of entertainment. We pay the price, the fan basically, that's what they want to spend their money on. It is market-driven, and winning is important in American society. I did an article about college coaches. It's called CEO and Headphones. I have a website called Greenberg's Coaching Corner on the Marquette Sports Law website. And the study concluded that the pay of college coaches percentage-wise, has outdistanced the pay of CEO of major corporations.
Wow.
I mean, that's where we put our money. That's where we put our priorities. This is important to the American public. And, you know, once again, this is all market-driven.
Is there anything about the competitive nature of athletics, this market-driven aspect that affects how these athletes behave?
Well, that may have been some of the reasons why some of them were driven to playing outside the lines.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the amounts of money that they are being paid, the records, the competition, the excellence that is required, their own egos. You ask the question, why would somebody do this? Why would somebody break the rules and the rules are established? Well, I guess, you know, first instance, you probably think you're never going to get caught, which is just folly. But in any event, it's money, it's competition, it's to be the best, and if others are doing it, why shouldn't I be doing it? Unfortunately, that's really a bad philosophy.
Well, Patrick in Greenfield is with us now. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I think that this is just a symptom of an even larger problem, and of course, sports figures, they get all the attention because of all the TV and radio and media coverage, but it's the money that has polluted and distorted things in the sports world, the same as it has in politics and in the business world, because I don't think there's too many real role models that anyone can look up to other than, oh, who's making the most money? Who's got the biggest compensation package? And it's all about money, money, money. And that is really the root of all evil here, because they will do anything to achieve these goals as far as the performance numbers, and it's all about numbers, both their performance and their money that they're making. And yesterday on the Dan Patrick show, Pete Rose basically said, I picked the wrong vice. If I had took drugs or if I'd been an alcoholic, he says, I'd still be in Major League Baseball, and I think he's completely right.
Hmm. Marty Greenberg?
There has been a dramatic change in the economics of sports, obviously generated by big TV and cable contracts. You know, we used to talk about the records, the basics of the game, and today we're talking about multi-million dollar contracts and luxury boxes and PSLs and cable packages and signs and endorsement contracts. And the caller is absolutely correct. We've got to put this for what it is. It's a business, and it's about a lot of money, and it's about a lot of money that people basically are willing to spend. I call it escaping our fantasies, escaping the reality of life. This is fun. It's fun to talk about it. It's fun to listen to people on the radio about it. It's fun to go to the games, and we'll spend money whether we have it or not, because this is our favorite form of entertainment.
Well, what about back in the old days? I mean, when baseball players weren't making $39 gazillion, so were there still scandals like this?
Well, there were scandals, of course. There was the Black Sox mm-hmm. scandal, and there's always scandals in society where there's competition. But the beauty of this movie 42 is just beautiful. Watching people who want to compete, basically opening up the major leagues to all people, watching people who were there to play baseball, not so much generated by high salaries and everything else that goes with today's modern economics. It really is a refreshing movie, and last night I had the opportunity, these two grandsons, who once again motivated this editorial, we watched that movie, and we talked about what it was in the 1940s and 1950s when I was growing up as far as what baseball was like and what sports were like, and it has changed.
We are talking with Marty Greenberg, a Milwaukee attorney, teaches a course at Marquette University Law School on representing athletes and coaches, wrote an op-ed that appeared recently in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Why Sports Stars Should Not Be Role Models. And we're welcoming your thoughts on this, whether you agree or not, why sports stars are held in such high esteem when they perhaps should not, especially following all these recent suspensions in Major League Baseball, including the Milwaukee Brewers' Ryan Braun. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes before 7 on this Wednesday, August 14th. We are talking about why we hold pro athletes in such high esteem and why perhaps we should not, with a guest who wrote a piece for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Why Sports Stars Should Not Be Role Models, and talked about who should be our role models. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Let's go next to Mike in Marinesto. Marinesto, okay.
Okay. My question is really, or a comment is really, you know, why do we really hold anybody up as a role model? I mean, your guest cited earlier in the program, you know, artists and politicians and, you know, teachers. And, you know, I could give you examples of all of those where they would be, you know, not exactly people that I'd want to have as role models. Politicians, you know, the list is endless. We've had teachers sleeping with students, you know, on and on I could go. So.
Yeah, so there's bad apples in every profession, Marty Greenberg.
I think he's absolutely correct. I think I was trying to say that there's good and bad in every particular walk of life, and we spend so much time emulating athletes, we should probably spend some time emulating others. In the world of professors, I said professors who light up the minds, light up young minds, which is the future of America. But I did say, and I think I am correct in this, that our role models are the people who teach us right from wrong, who teach us to make the right choices. And I don't know who that may be. Could be parents, should be parents, could be anybody. Sometimes it's people who have given us a chance. I remember as a graduate of the University of Wisconsin, I wanted to go to law school. My role model or mentor was then the assistant dean. His name was Charles Minkowski. Gave me a chance to be a lawyer, gave me a chance to perform at Marquette, taught me what was right and wrong about the law. And I remember him as my role model and my mentor and somebody that I wanted to be like. So he wasn't a professional athlete, even though I spent a lot of time in my professional life representing people in the athletic industry. So it's a personal choice, and I'm saying there's lots of people to emulate in lots of fields, including just ordinary people who make good.
Yeah. Tom on Facebook writes, they are people hired to do a job just like any other profession, sports stars. Certain players can be role models, but it doesn't come with the jersey. A reaction to that?
Boy, that's wonderfully said. It's almost poetic. I have absolutely no comment but agreement.
Yeah. Speaking of jersey, this is just a little bit of an aside, and maybe we'll get some callers to participate as well. A former Wisconsin Public Radio producer, talk show producer, who is based in Milwaukee, Chrissy Pease. She moved to Minnesota about a year ago or so. She's making another move, and just late yesterday posted a picture of her Ryan Braun jersey and said she's moving and wonders if she should break up with Ryan Braun and goodwill his jersey. And so, I mean, she's presumably quite disappointed, you know, that her favorite player ended up breaking the rules and lying about it. So should she goodwill her jersey, Marty Greenberg?
Well, the first place that these athletes fall is in the area of marketability and endorsements. And, I mean, you saw it so well with Tiger Woods when we realized that there were personal deficiencies and failures in his life. But, of course, winning 6 of the last 12 tournaments and having a banner year now has put him right back where he was. I would hold on to that number 8. I don't think you've seen the last of Ryan Braun.
Yeah, you're saying, too, that he will be back on the field, and people may forgive him, especially especially if he apologizes and continues to be a most valuable player. But we will never forget.
Well, and we are a country of rules, and you got to play by the rules. And when you play outside of the rules, there's got to be a punishment, and that's something we can't forget, people who are punished for violating the rules. Yes, we forgive mistakes, but it's something that we continuously must teach our children, that there are consequences for violating rules.
John on Facebook writes, if someone's paid extraordinary amounts of money and is in the public's eye for more than those... for more than those who should be adopted more as heroes. I'm not reading that correctly, but I think that I don't think that it's too much to ask. Then there's the point raised about any hero. We're all human and open to shortcomings and failures, so perhaps it's the idea of hero worship that needs to be adjusted as a whole. How about that last line? That made sense.
I think that makes sense. And this goes to my point once again in the editorial that we are in search of everyday heroes. We want to have heroes. And in the United States, at least, it's sports wannabe heroes. And that's where we have put most of our attention, where we have created most of our plateaus, most of our emulation is in the world of sports. And it's just part of the American culture.
Yeah. Do you think that that sports stars' mistakes are just more visible because we hold sports in such high esteem and it's more in the limelight, so their failings are more in the limelight?
Well, I address this issue, and it's difficult to sustain a squeaky clean image and to escape the consequences of your errors when you're a professional athlete, because there is nonstop media coverage, social media, internet. You just can't escape.
Yeah. Well, in our final time here, how do you think society can put its perspective back in balance and start our hero worship of others other than sports figures?
Well, I think it's something of what I try to do in the two courses that I teach at Marquette Law School, one in representing coaches and athletes and one in sports facility development. And I basically teach the bottom line that this is a business, that the sports industry is a business, that sports law is the application of law to the sports industry. And you've got to look at it as that. It's a big business. And we're going to have good actors. We're going to have bad actors, just the same as we have in any other industry, any other business, any other type of life, any type of profession in American society. And if you put it in perspective, then you're not going to be so disappointed. And your expectations are not going to be so high. And it goes, once again, to our teachers and our parents, that there's where the responsibility lies as to what is important to children.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Marty Greenberg, a Milwaukee attorney, teaches a course at Marquette University Law School on representing athletes and coaches. Wrote a piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on why sports stars should not be role models, and we thank him for his time. And we also thank our producers, Justin Williams and Christy Taylor and Robin Cherry and Bill Martins. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have the big question. Every Wednesday, we find an issue that's facing the state or nation and a couple of guests to debate it for you. And today's big question is on Native American nicknames and logos for sports teams, specifically the Washington Redskins. Washington Redskins owner has made headlines recently by saying that the team will never, ever change its nickname, despite cries that it is racist and insulting to Native Americans. So we will ask our guests and you, should the Washington Redskins change its name? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.